Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator, this podcast and the information shared within it are intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Welcome to Project I Am, the podcast series where we explore identity and growth to become better versions of ourselves and ultimately benefit those around us. Today's episode is part one of the Choosing Yourself series. Choosing you is not just a choice, but a necessity for living a fulfilled life. I'm your host, David, and in this episode, we're going to talk about something that a lot of people struggle with, putting themselves first. Why do we associate self-care with selfishness? And how can we reframe that mindset to make choosing ourselves a positive thing? Think about the last time someone told you you need to take care of yourself. Did it feel like permission? Or did it make you feel a little guilty? That's what we're here to unpack today. The myth that taking care of yourself is selfish runs deep. We've been raised in cultures where sacrifice and hard work are glorified, and anything that looks like taking time for yourself feels like indulgence, or even neglecting responsibilities. But here's the thing. When you choose yourself, you're actually benefiting everyone around you. Imagine you're in a car with an empty gas tank. You wouldn't expect the car to keep running without fuel. Well, your energy, your mental health, and your well-being are no different. Without replenishment, you can't keep showing up for others in the way that you want to. And when you're running on empty, your stress and fatigue impact your relationships, your work, and ultimately your happiness. The truth is, choosing yourself is an act of sustainability. It helps you maintain the energy to be there for others, to achieve your goals, and to enjoy your life. I remember a friend of mine, Sarah. She's one of those people who always seems to have it all together. She's incredibly dedicated to her family, her job, and her community. But a few years ago, Sarah hit a major wall. She had been running on autopilot, taking care of everyone else's needs and neglecting her own. And eventually, it all caught up with her. She burned out hard. She had to take medical leave from work because her stress levels were affecting her physically. During her recovery, she realized something that changed her life. If she didn't start choosing herself, she wouldn't be able to show up for anyone else. So she started small, just setting aside time for herself every day, even when it was only 15 minutes. It wasn't long before her energy returned, and she was able to be the mother, wife, and professional that she wanted to be. But this time, it was sustainable, because she wasn't pouring from an empty cup. Take a moment to reflect on this. In what areas of your life are you running on empty? Where do you feel the pressure to put others first when you're struggling? What would it look like to give yourself permission to prioritize your own needs? Here's the takeaway for today. Start by making small changes, whether it's carving out 10 minutes in the morning for yourself or learning to say no to that one thing that drains your energy. Give yourself permission to choose you, because when you do, everyone around you benefits. Thank you for your time today. Next week, we'll be chatting about setting boundaries that liberate and how boundaries are a form of self-love. May you be well.
The weather today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're going to love it.